Dear listeners, a warm greeting to a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. This encompassing work goes way beyond the contents of the known Gospels and contains the authentic life, the thinking and activities of Jesus of Nazareth. He himself, the Christ of God, revealed details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth in our time, in the prophetic word given through his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella. To this, he himself said, "I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth, and the truth which I am shines in countless facets into this world." We want to take some of these facets of truth and read them for you, dear listeners. From chapter 19, we will first read the words of a largely unknown gospel. These words are then explained, corrected, and deepened by Christ himself via the prophetic word of our time.
We begin by reading in the Gospel of Jesus with the title, Jesus Teaches About Prayer. As Jesus was praying on a mountain, some of his disciples came to him, and one of them said, "Lord, teach us how we should pray." And Jesus said to him, "When you pray, go into your quiet chamber, and when you have closed the door, pray to the Father who is above you and within you. And your Father, who also sees the outermost, will answer you openly. But when you are gathered and pray together, do not use vain repetitions, for your heavenly Father knows what you need before you have asked him. Therefore, you should pray like this: Our Father, you who are above us and within us, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come to all in wisdom, love, and justice. Your will be done, as in heaven so on earth. Let us partake day by day of your holy bread, and give us the fruit of the living vine. And as you forgive us our trespasses, so may we forgive all those who trespass against us. Shower your goodness upon us, so that we may do the same to others. In the hour of temptation, deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, from eternity to eternity, now and forever. Amen."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Formulated prayers, which are only repeated word for word, have little power, for they come from the mind and not from the heart. Casually spoken words are uninspired. They do not reach God in the innermost of the person, because he has not vivified them with a life from God. Intellectual prayers may lead the person even more astray, who has already lost his way through his incorrect way of thinking and living. The one who prays but behaves differently than what he says in his prayer falls into more burdens. Therefore, you should pray from the heart. And when you say your prayers aloud, they should be vivified by the inner life, which I am. This is why it is important to pray from the heart only and not just speak the words. Therefore, you should not repeat formulated prayers word for word. Even the prayer written here should not be understood literally or repeated mechanically. Every prayer should be understood according to its essence, since the language of the heart is the language of the sensations of the soul. However, if the sensations of the heart which are clothed in words, are taken literally by one's neighbor, they lose in meaning.
My own, who faithfully follow me, will find their way into the perfection of life more and more. Their prayers will then be the life in me, that is, the fulfillment of the eternal law. The kingdom of God, the life, has also come to the one who has opened the kingdom of God within himself and henceforth lives the life from God. Let us partake day by day of your holy bread and give us the fruit of the living vine. These words mean the inner life, the spirit, which also maintains the material body in the material substance. The meaning of the statement, "In the hour of temptation, deliver us from evil," is, "Lord, you lead us in time of temptation, so that we can find our way out of the labyrinth of the human ego and no longer be in bondage to the tempter, the evil."
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus, "And wherever there are seven gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Yes, even if there are only three or two, and even when there is but one who prays in stillness, I am with that one. Raise the stone, and you will find me. Split the wood, and I am there. For in the fire and in the water, as well as in every form of life, God is manifest as its life and its substance." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Respect, cherish, and honor the creative power in all being. Behold, in the innermost part of his soul, every person bears all that is power and light. The spiritual body in the human being is the substance of all being, because God, the Eternal Father, has given every single one of his children everything as essence, as heritage. The Eternal Spirit is in all forms of life, and it also streams from all forms of life. When the person has consciously become the child of God, the omnipotence of God serves him through all forms of life, through the stone, wood, fire, and water, through flowers, grasses, plants, and animals. All heavenly bodies serve the one who lives in me, the Spirit of Truth. When the Creator power is able to permeate the created one, because his soul is full of light and power, then he is again consciously the child, the son or daughter of infinity, and has once again taken up the heritage, the all power.
The Spirit of the Christ of God continues to reveal the following. Each earthly day is a gift to the person so that he may recognize and find himself in it. The nature kingdoms offer themselves to man. Fire and water serve him, and the heavenly bodies too, by day and by night. Realize how rich the day is for each individual. Every person who develops the inner wealth is rich. The one who is in communication with the Almighty, thus becoming the All-Power once again, is truly rich. God is omnipotent because He is omnipresent, and the pure being is the All-Power from Him. It is divine. And the Lord said, "If your brother has sinned in words seven times a day and has repented seven times a day, receive him." Then Simon asked him, "Seven times a day?" The Lord answered and said to him, "And I say to you, also seven times seven, for expressions of sin were found even in the prophets, after they were anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Every emotion or expression that is supposed to show a person his limits, but does not flow from the fire of the Holy Spirit, and therefore does not come from God's love, earnestness, and power, is not in and from the Spirit, but from the human being, and is sin. Therefore, watch that what you say flows from the fire of the Holy Spirit. And even though what you say is earnest and shakes up the person, it still has to be spoken out of selfless love and divine earnestness. Everything else is against the Holy Spirit. This applies to all men, whether they strive toward God or not, or even when they have been called, like prophets, for example. And may the following words also be said to you. If a true prophet who has been called by God and has submitted to his will is tormented and involved in activities by his fellow man until the substance of his inner strength is affected, he receives additional energy from God. If in this situation he becomes annoyed about the non-actualization or non-fulfillment or negative actions of his fellow man, which took place despite his knowing better, then he receives this additional energy, which neutralizes in him what had happened out of this annoyance. For this did not come from a correspondence, but he had been drained of his strength.
Therefore, be considerate, kind and sympathetic, and friendly not only to your own kind, but also to every creature which is within your care. For you are as gods to them, whom they look up to in their need. Beware of anger, for many sin in anger, and repent of it when their anger is past. By Christ explain, correct, and deepen the word. The child of God is in the image of God Father, and is therefore in itself eternally creating power, for it bears in itself all the substances of the eternal power. They are all perfectly developed in it. For this reason, animals, plants, and stones look up to the image of God and want the unity with the fully matured beings from God, into whom the life that has taken on more and more form is spiritually developing higher. Therefore, feel the unity with each creature and with all stones and plants, and protect the life that is entrusted to you. Flowers and grasses are offerings from the hand of God. For this reason, take them for your own use only when their outer life is withering. And be careful to leave the roots in the ground. Take what sprouts from the roots, but only when the time has come for this form of life. And if you remove it with the roots, leave it lying in a shaded place so that the life may gradually withdraw in order to return to the primordial substance where all powers are united. Do everything in the right kind of love and with understanding, for everything lives. Never slaughter an animal for your personal use. Behold, nature, the life of creation, provides for you. The fruits of the fields, of the gardens and the forests should be sufficient for you. And never trample on life intentionally, neither that of the animals nor that of the plants. The one who intentionally tramples on life creates causes. It is as if he tramples on his own life, and he will suffer from it.
We continue reading from the Gospel of Jesus. A man whose hand was withered came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I was a mason and earned my living with my hands. I implore you, Restore my health to me, so that I may not have to beg so shamefully for my bread. And Jesus healed him, saying, There is a house made without hands. See that you too dwell therein. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The man whose hand was withered in compliance with the law of sowing and reaping received back the life in his hand in order to be able to earn his living again. However, I gave him this lesson for his path through life. Enter into the house that is not built by human hands, into your inner being, for it is the temple of God. When a person does this, the power that he received from me continues to operate in him. If he does not do so, then what I granted him, the life in his hand, is given to him only temporarily. The one who continues to sin in spite of this gift of life takes back what I had removed, for then it was only postponed. God gives. What the person then makes of it is at the discretion of the soul and the person alone. The person received from the eternal law the advice to sin no more and to enter into the temple of his inner being. And so he is no longer unknowing. The knowing person then bears responsibility for what he knows. Dear listeners, this was a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Thank you for being with us today, and we will be glad to greet you again to a new reading. For today, we may take our leave of you. Goodbye, and greetings in God.